The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
opening up the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 on FM and also AM in the Falklands, Skybird Radio, and also, of course, as an MP3 somewhere near some earbuds or perhaps direct on your PC. That's an album which originally came out back in 2003 called Boogeyman. Omar and the Howlers, they'd been recording for many, many years, but this was their first album with Roof Records, and that's White Crosses, but played there off a great anthology, the Roof Records anthology, 12 years of Where the Blues Crosses Over. It's a great CD, because also you get a DVD with it as well of some of the live sessions, and it's hugely good value. I forget who it was, but one of the regular listeners to the show, I think, got it on Amazon for about £9, which for a CD and a DVD is tremendously good value. Anyway, welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. That's all you need to know, really. Spring is gradually coming here in the UK. We've got some great new material. Omar and the Howlers did, what album? Wall of Pride, I think it would be, way, way back. He did this next number, and it's been done by many people over the years, originally by J.B. Lenoir, but here it is on an album which is coming out in a couple of weeks' time, which I got this week. It's Mavis Staples. As soon as I saw it was Mavis Staples, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. Put it on, and just couldn't believe how great it is. The album is called We'll Never Turn Back, and on this CD she works with Ry Cooder on all of the tracks, including a couple of which he wrote himself. But she really is paying tribute to the events of the last 50 years, really, and the way that, for the black people of America, times have changed. First track on the album, J.B. Lenoir's original. Just listen to her voice and listen. Well, just, it's just great. Turn your earphones or your radio high for Down in Mississippi.
Down in Mississippi. Way down.
Hey, as far back as I can remember, I either had a plow or a hoe. One of those long old 9-foot sacks standing at the old turn road. Down in Mississippi, down in Mississippi, down in Mississippi, where I was born, down in Mississippi, where I walk down that gravel road, walking with my grandma. Mississippi sun beaming down. I went to get some water. My grandma said, "Young'un, you can't drink that water." She said, "You drink from that fountain over there." Yeah. And that fountain had a sign. Said for colored only. I was so glad I had my grandma and my papa. No, I won't leave you out, grandpa. My grandpa was so proud of me, y'all. I went down in Forest, Mississippi one time there. Didn't know no better. But I integrated a Washateria. He would tell everybody, my grandbaby Mavis, she went up in that washateria and washed her clothes. And all all the black ladies followed her on up in there. I'm proud of my grandbaby. I saw many more of those signs as I lived in Mississippi. I'm so glad I can say that I saw every one of those signs. Dr. King saw that every one of those signs were taken down.
Vocals there, back of vocals, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, some of the original Freedom Singers. Basically, it's looking at the songs of the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, plus a couple of other new works which she's written and also Ry Cooder has written as well. The album is We'll Never Turn Back. In the sleeve notes, which actually I put the bit of paper that comes with the album because it's pre-release, Mavis says, with this record I hope to get across the same feeling, the same spirit and the same message as we did back in the 50s, and to hopefully continue to make positive changes. Things are better, but we're not where we need to be, and we'll never turn back. And We'll Never Turn Back gives the album its title. Great stuff. It's on Anti Records. You'll find them at anti.com, but it's not due out until April the 24th, so you're getting a pretty early pre-release there of a great album from Mavis Staples. Okay, lots of new people on the Frapper map. We'll mention them in a minute. And also some people who have been on the map for ages are suddenly coming back again. And Anne, who listens to this program as she cycles into work in San Francisco. She lives out in the suburbs, Pleasanton, I think it is. It's a fairly long cycle ride. I've mentioned this before. She listens to the show as she cycles in. I don't know what you do on the other 5 days of the week, Anne, but I noticed you just put your, your cartoon on the Frapper map quite recently again. I wondered if you'd moved, perhaps. But either way, if you'd like to put your pin on the map and add a photograph even more, it gives me an idea of where you're listening in the world. And you'll find the map, of course, on the Raven and the Blues site at bfbs.com/R&B.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees, they are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings, they play soft and low. And all of the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. All of the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have a moment and dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time it is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. When you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. Every time that I touch you, tremble inside, then I know how much I want you, that my love I can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you?
marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are all falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings, they play soft and low. All of the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. All of the soft moonlight seems to shine.
That's a rare thing. Van Morrison scat singing. That's a guy who picked up the accolade as the grumpiest man in rock music this week. If you are of an age and can remember the times back in the day, there's a really good website and also regular weekly email. Comes from The Rocking Vicar. A lot of people who are subscribed to it are actually in the business themselves, and so there's some great, great stories. It's UK-based, of course, and so it's mostly about UK bands and things happening in the UK back in the day. But rockingvicar.com, it is worth a look at. There's some great, great stories in there. And as I say, Van Morrison picked up the accolade as the worst-tempered guy in rock music. I think I was going to say in the world, but it may just be in the UK. But there he is, duetting with Georgie Fame, of course, off the album Cool Cat Blues. Georgie Fame taking the lead, and of course, and playing the Hammond organ too, and Van Morrison and Van Morrison's song Moondance. Okay, it's Blues Jim, but not as we know it. This one is Blues Jim. It comes from Boo Boo Davis. It's from his album Drew, Mississippi, which is his hometown, and great raw southern blues. Walking Down a One-Way Street.
She was walking down that street too. She said, Jane, woo! I'm gonna tell you what love would do. Love will make you do most of the things sometimes, baby, when you don't be intending to do. Love will make you wanna cry. Love will make you wanna lie. Tell you one more time. One way street. I met a little girl, yes she was. She was walking down the street too. Someone tell what love would do. Love would make you wanna cry. Love would make you wanna lie. You know what you said? Ooh, baby, I love you. Woo! Ooh, baby. I love you.
Tan Records. The album is called Drew Mississippi. That's Boo Boo Davis and Walking Down a One-Way Street. Complete contrast, actually, when you compare those two with Georgie Fame and the smooth, mellow, jazzy sounds of Cool Cat Blues and then Boo Boo Davis. It's a good job we can mix our genres pretty happily here on The Raven and the Blues. If you'd like to make contact, it's pretty simple. dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address and the website I've mentioned already, and a chance to click through, listen to some of the interviews. Had some great and super emails. Thanks to everybody who's made comments, including who was a guy who put a comment on the website. Because you can leave comments on the podcast, if you like, at libsyn.com. If you just go again to raven.libsyn.com, you can see how it works. But it was Danny left a really nice comment about the interview with Doug McLeod. Also, another fellow presenter, great guy, Tony Stiedler-Denison. Thank you so much for your kind words, Tony. And for other emails that come in as well, Lynn, thank you as well. All of you saying nice things about the interview with Doug McLeod. It really was fun to do. I'm not quite sure when the next dates are setting up. I'm away again next week, and so it's probably going to be April, which then, of course, is Easter. And but we've got lots of people sort of stacking up like planes waiting to land, but hopefully, I'm not quite sure who will be our next guest here on The Raven and the Blues. Let's see, it's 5 weeks ago, I suppose, perhaps a little bit less. 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a blues festival taking place in the Caribbean, which I would really love to go to. It's called the Mustique Blues Festival. It's run by a guy who runs a bar in Mustique, who also happens to like the blues, and his name is Basil Charles. And he and a very fine English blues singer called Dana Gillespie, they organise this blues festival every year. The downside is that Mustique is a really posh island. It's not very large, for a start, and the properties are all unbelievably expensive. Very few hotels there, and those that are there are expensive too. In case if you're thinking, Mustique, why does that ring a bell? That's where Princess Margaret used to go back in the day. It was her hidey hole, so to speak. So basically, you could probably get a flight to Mustique, but you can't afford to stay there unless you've got rich friends. Recently, they've started moving down to a little island south of Mustique, which is much poorer in some ways and cheaper, called Benque. And so now it's the Mustique Blues Festival and Benque. But here's Dana Gillespie, who once again this year was the co-organiser and was there herself. This has taken off her album Staying Power, and it's called Big Picture.
I got my eyes on that big picture. Realize that it's the only way, 'cause I wanna love you, I wanna love you beyond my dying day. Oh, out with the old, I want that new horizon. Ain't no doubt about it, it's where I want to stay, and I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna get there, come what may. I'm gonna fly away, I got wings to set me free. People we
great soulful voice, Dana Gillespie, taken from the album Staying Power, came out 3 or 4 years ago, one of the co-organisers of the Mustique Blues Festival, and that is a track called Big Picture. Here's somebody who was also at Mustique this year, got an email from his partner and manager, that's Anne Marshall. His name's Papa George, and he was, I think, making his first appearance in Mustique, and she just said it was the most wonderful time. She said playing blues on a beach with the sun lapping against you and the Caribbean warmth was rather special. It must have been rather fun. Here's Papa George, together with on bass Pete Rees and Paul Foss on drums, recorded live the album Night With You, and this is fairly apt, I guess. It's called Heading South.
Heading south.
A great band, recorded live from the album Night With You, the Papa George Band. He was doing a DVD last year, which I don't think is available yet. I must contact George or Anne and find out what's the state of the DVD, the live set from that, and perhaps get him down here again and talk about his time in Mystique. That would be rather fine. Okay, a new album. Somebody who's been played lots on various other blues shows, especially Bandana Blues with Beardo and Spinner, is Tommy Castro. He picked up the Blues Artist of the Year 2006 from the readers of Blueswax magazine, which is the biggest subscribed blues publication in the world. And again, you can just go online and subscribe to it, and it's free, and you get a newsletter every week. Tommy's been working for many, many years, mostly in the Bay Area of San Francisco, and he's had the band for 16 or 17 years, I would guess, altogether. But his new album is called Painkiller. It features Coco Montoya. It's a great, great album. I received it this week, and here's a track called Big Sisters Radio.
It was hanging in the corner like a candy ball and chain. It wasn't nothing she ever thought about. Didn't know it was gone the day she moved out. In my hand, if I pointed it just right, you oughta heard would come to me at night on that little transistor, my big sister's radio. It couldn't hold a candle to a mighty stereo. Had one speaker, only had one dial. Man, that radio used to make me smile. So many DJs from so far away. You ought to heard the records they would play on that little transistor, my big sister's radio. My big sister's transistor radio had a song for my heart and a song for my soul. One for my heartaches and one for my tears. Every song was music to that young boy's ears. Memphis and New Orleans, only half a turn away. 900 miles turning that dial, and the music would start to play. I heard that old soul rock and roll, rhythm and blues. Get it.
hear the influences of Stax and little twinges of Motown as well. A nice album, mix of musical genres. The winner, as I say, of the Blues Artist of the Year for the Bluesmax magazine, Tommy Castro and the band, the album Painkiller, which is pretty new here in the UK, been out a tad longer, I guess, in the States, and that is the Big Sisters Radio. On the website for the Raven and the Blues, where you can see links to all the artists, like you can find track that one back to Tommy Castro, you'll also find also the photographs of the people who've guested on the programme, and also my address, where you can send CDs to. And so every day, normally, well, three or four times a week, the postman drops a jiffy bag through the door with CDs inside. One came this week, and with it came a beautiful, beautiful painting. And on the back it said, "Hey, my brother," sort of, I think it's Gene or Jem, "my brother Jem Turpin suggested you might be interested in my latest CD. Here goes, Nothing Mentioned in Good Listening." And that's from Louis Turpin. Now, Louis is an artist, a very fine artist. And I was going to say, I don't want to upset him, more famous. If you look on Google, you'll find more work of his painting rather than his blues. But he does work with Roger Hubbard. Now, Roger is a person, I remember his name from years ago, because he started a blues club in Brighton ages ago, back in the middle 60s. Their new album is called House Up on the Hill, and it's Louis Turpin and Roger Hubbard together. And it's gorgeous. Here we are with Tom Waits' original Picture in a Frame.
Sun come up, it's blue and gold. Sun come up, baby, it's blue and gold. Sun come up, it was blue and gold. Ever since I put your picture in the frame, I came calling him my Sunday best. I keep calling him my Sunday best. I keep calling him my Sunday best. Ever since I put your picture in the frame, I'm gonna love it till we wheels fall off. Oh, baby, goddamn, I'm gonna love and always, always will. Gonna love you, baby, and we will. I'm gonna love you. I will. Ever since I put your picture in the frame. Baby, since I put your picture in a frame.
Was like the Tom Waits version. That's great too. Picture in a Frame. The album is a mix of both tracks written by Louis Turpin and also originals. People like Sunhouse, Midnight Special is on there. Also Call You This Morning from Kansas Joe McCoy, who was the, husband of Memphis Minnie back in the 1920s and into the early 30s and did some lots of great work with her. And even Tony Joe White's Rainy Night in Georgia as well, and Bob Dylan Forever Young. So a good mix of material from blues artists from the way they passed right up to the present day, including some tracks on their own as well. Great album. Louis Turpin and Roger Hubbard, House Up on the Hill. I'm working at, it's called Hill House Records, which I guess therefore is going to be a smaller one, but I'll give you the links to the website on the Raven and the Blues website. Okay, next is another new album. This time we go across to Ireland, the Ben Reel Band. The album is not strictly all blues. It's a mixture of a whole range of different styles, but there are some good blues numbers on it, including this one, Devil's Town, Las Vegas.
Drinking hard liquor on a desert ground. Good old country boys from the USA. I wind Ireland to the light of day. Looking for a head and a lady love. Lost all my money, who gives a You waste your life, you'll lose your wife. Las Vegas. Cowboy song. The gambler was Rocky's favorite one. 24/7, it's party time. The last thing ever said was on my mind. Blackjack 21, I'm on a roll. On the Vegas trip, you're gonna lose your soul. You'll waste your life. You'll lose your life. Satan's town. They'll suck you in and put you on the ground. With electric static going through my skin, I've got to put another dollar in. Las Vegas all day and all night.
His name is Ben Real. He's from South Armagh originally, now I think in County Monaghan in Ireland. The band is the Ben Real Band. The album, Sweet Victory, a nice mixture, say, of different styles. And that's a great blues number as well. He's been with Jules Holland quite recently, working in Belfast and also sharing the bill with people like the Cranberries and the Alabama Three and so on. And that is Devil's Town, Las Vegas. Oh, look at the clock. It's almost it for the Raven and the Blues for this particular week. Next week, I will be done a little bit earlier, but you'll hear it at roughly the same time, because next week, at this time, I'll be sitting on a boat on the canal system of France, hopefully in some warm weather. It's been so miserably awful here in UK. Well, actually, no, that's unfair. It's been sunny, but it's been really, really cold, which has taken everybody, including the ducks on the deck, trying to nest by surprise. Before we go, a quick thank you to all the record labels and the artists who are actively involved in promoting the blues and allowing me to play the blues on the radio and more especially as a podcast. We featured quite a few from Black and Tan this week and also Roof Records too. We're about to go out with a Roof Records number as well. If you'd like to learn more about the people I've spoken to and links and all the rest of it, the website once more is bfbs.com/R&B. Put your pictures on the Frapper map, drop me an email of where you're listening in the world, wherever. It'll be lovely to hear where you are. And let's close with somebody who was here in about this time last year. Roof Records put together, Thomas Roof put together three young blues artists from the UK, Ainsley Lister and Ian Parker, and from Finland, Eha Littinen, and took them across to the home of the blues, to the Mississippi. And there they made the album Pilgrimage, or Blues Caravan. And on the strength of that, their experiences in Clarksdale in Mississippi were just so strong, they've gone back. And Eha Littinen went back in the summer of last year to record this album, Dreamland Blues. And we'll go out with a track which was originally done by Elmore James. We featured it over the years on the show from such a diverse range as Elmore James, John Mayall, Keb Moe, Robert Palmer, Lowell Fulson even. But here is Eha Littinen closing the programme with her version on the Dreamland Blues album of It Hurts Me Too. Wherever you're listening in the world, thanks for joining me for this week's Raven and the Blues, and I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, bye-bye.
You love her and stick to